Centerville's SJR 45, the senator the from Buchanan. Okay, senator from St. Francis. No, I do need to. Okay, I'm sorry. Senate bills for perfection, informal calendar. Senate Joint Resolution 45, Senator from Buchanan.
Thank you. Ms. President, can you recognize the Senator 13th for guests real quick?
Senator 13th. Senator Buchanan.
Would ask that Senate Joint Resolution 45 be brought before the body for perfection.
You've heard the motion, Senator from Buchanan. All those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The bill's for the body. Senator from Buchanan.
Thank you, Mr. President. Will you send my substitute back?
Your substitute will be sent back.
And I have a new substitute I'd like to send forward. It has been distributed. Would ask for unanimous consent of a waiver of the reading.
The reading will be waived, Senator. Would you care to explain your substitute and also move for the adoption thereof?
I would first move for the adoption of the Senate substitute. Mr. President, this, after taking in the considerations of the body yesterday when we had the discussion on the reorganization of both the Department of Elementary and Secondary Education and the Coordinating Board of Higher Education, I have attempted to take all those suggestions, put them in this new Senate substitute. Briefly, if I can go through what the changes are in the bill. In the original bill, we had a 9-member board, a 13-member board. We take it down to a 9-member board, one from each congressional district, no more than 5 from the same political party. We also take the term of the board from right now, they're 8-year terms to 6 years. In the original substitute, I had 4 years. People thought that might be a little short. In the 9 members, we still retain that one has to come from early childhood, one has to have a background in K through 12, one has to have a background in higher education, and one has to have a background in economic development. We also take out the language that gave the board oversight over the budgets of the higher ed institutions. Remember in the proposal yesterday, in theory, we said that the General Assembly and the governor would appropriate to the board, and then they would distribute out to the higher ed institutions. What we do in this is say that the board will receive budget requests from the higher ed institutions, and then we'll present those to the governor to include in his budget, which then can be go through the legislative process, and we will continue to appropriate to each institution in that. The language on the consolidation of institutions is the same in that the coordinating board can recommend that, but the General Assembly has to approve that. Now, with regard to the question of the senator from Dent, who said, why would you give them ability to eliminate programs and consolidate programs? What we do in the bill is say that the board can do that, but the legislature, by resolution, can undo that. Then we also add language, and this is the I think solves the senator from the 24th issue, as well as I think the senator from Jasper's issue, that says each governing board of the institutions retains authority over its degree requirements and processes to maintain accreditation. So it maintains the autonomy of those boards over the educational processes involved. We also, though, in an effort to give the board at least an additional level of ability to oversee higher education, we say that of the funds appropriated to the institutions, the board will withhold 10% of those funds appropriated to the institutions to make sure that what they are doing is consistent with creating this seamless education system, to make sure everybody is playing well in the sandbox together. And then the last change is also related to the senator from Jasper's amendment that says the powers that now belong to the Coordinating Board for Higher Education that are in statute will roll up to this new board, just like the powers that belong to DESHARE rolled up to the new board. Then we also, as the same as the amendment yesterday, say that the start date is July 1, 2011. Give us time to get the board, whoever the board's going to be, in place, and then do the budget for next year so that all this starts in the same fiscal year. I would be happy to answer any questions.
Senator from Jasper was the first one rising. Senator from Jasper, for what reason do you rise? Senator Buchanan, yield?
I yield.
He does proceed.
Is the makeup of the board is 9 members, 1 from each congressional district. If we were to lose a seat in reapportionment, what would the makeup of the board be?
8 members. It's set up in the resolution as 1 per congressional district.
All right. Thank you.
Senator from the 7th, for what reason do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. President. I wanted to inquire of the senator from Buchanan.
Senator Buchanan, you yield?
Yes.
He does. Proceed.
Okay, I just got this, and I know you just went through it, but I want to make sure I understand if we could kind of go through it again.
Sure.
All right.
My intent is not to rush through this, but I wanted to get it out and
it's
and
not
get people,
to what?
Not to rush through this.
Okay, yeah, because it, I mean, this is heavy stuff, as we know. I had talked with you earlier about an idea that I had with regard to the makeup of the board, and my idea was this. That you're getting close. I know you're pulling it down from 13 to each congressional district, which would have been 9. I've worked a lot with the State Board of Education, and as you know, my husband was president of it. So, you know, I've got some thoughts on it. If we do it 9 instead of 8, right now it's 8 on the State Board of Education, that's something that has worked really well because it has equal numbers from each party. And that seems to be a good thing. It has worked over the years really well. So I've got an amendment here that I'm getting ready to put in that would bring it to 8 with each party represented equally. And then the other thing it does is, I might as well go ahead and let's talk about it first and then I'll get it. And then what it does is the other thing I think that's important is we've got people on these two boards that have some experience and knowledge. What we're getting ready to do by putting the two boards together is a pretty chaotic situation, obviously. I mean, I agree with doing it, but it's going to bring some chaos to the whole, you know, joining together. So I thought what we could do is my end game is 8. Being, you know, 5 from the original DESE board and 2 from the original CBHE board and 1, like you had said, a business person, economic development person. That would be the end game. But getting there gradually by starting with the present number on DESE, which is 7. They normally have 8, but they have not filled 1 seat. So they have 7. Take 1 from CBHE at their choice. Let them, before they're dissolved, pick 2 people that will be their heirs, if you will. And the first one goes on immediately. The second one goes on at the first rotation out from DESE. Stop me if you're not following me. I know.
Right. Okay. So, well, I mean, the question I've got is, so you take, if you have a new board and has 8 on it.
Right.
Are you saying that 5 automatically come from DESE. The existing DESE board?
Right.
So haven't you, in essence, already created mistrust in this new board by saying it's going to be dominated by DESE? So they get 5 and higher ed only gets 2?
I hear what you're saying. This is what I'm trying to do. I agree with you that in the future it ought to be just general people who are interested in education at whatever level. You know, lay people, if you will. So I agree with you on that. You don't want to form agendas in the future. But I think right now, to give us some stability and some experience while we get this going for the first few years, I think it would be good to bring people that have had experience in running both of these. I don't really foresee, I mean, I'll be with them tonight. I guess you will too. I don't foresee animosity between them. I see cooperation.
What?
Is there something you're
actually?
Picking up
I'm not as worried about the those people working well together I'm just telling you, the perception will be out there that we have loaded this thing heavily towards elementary and secondary, and I was just trying to get away from that.
Well, and I'm willing to switch
I want people that care about education, and I don't know where the senator from Cape is at on this, because he wants it down to 5.
I'm willing to play with all those. The thing is, I agree with you on the geographic distribution, and mine does have it geographically distributed the way it is now, and so that it does come from all over, that it is equal as far as partisanship and nonpartisanship. The 8 has been working pretty well, and I'm open to bringing more from higher ed, but I just think we need some stability right now. But in the future, I would like anybody who's interested in good education in this state to be on it. So I'm gradually moving towards that, but giving us a stability right now. And then the other thing that I put in here, which is rather an interesting idea that frankly seems to be popping up with a lot of people, is to allow that board, as they do now, to select the commissioner of higher education, but that I added that it'd be confirmed by the Senate. So that's my amendment, and I mean that I'm going to put in, and I'm just kind of throwing that out to see how you how you respond to those sort of ideas.
Yeah, I will tell you, I am very uncomfortable with language that prescribes that the new board gets made up with an imbalance between elementary and secondary and higher ed, because I think that will create this whole agenda-driven background, at least the perception of that.
What do you think it should be? I mean, let me ask you this. Do you think the continuity, the stability that I'm trying to do is a positive value?
I think the governor can do that by his appointments.
Well, the thing is, the people that are on there now, they rotate out at certain times. They've been appointed by different governors, and I think that's a good thing. I think if the governor all appoints right now, everybody's on the same rotation of 8 more years. I know yours staggers it, but we've got one person picking all of the leaders of education, and we're not assured that anybody is going to still be on there.
With the advice and consent of the Senate.
That's a lot of power in one person.
With the advice and consent of the Senate.
I understand, but I've been here long enough to...
Which means that you as a senator can essentially veto almost any one of those. As we've seen happen.
I think we're better. I mean, I wouldn't have come up with this amendment.
Why don't you do this? Why don't you say, I mean, if you want continuity, say that, I'm not sure how Michael's going to draft this, but you could say that the initial appointments, both the chair of the DESE's board and the chair of the coordinating board will be initial appointments.
Will be what?
Initial appointments.
Because those have already been his appointments, so we haven't changed anything.
You just said you wanted continuity.
I want continuity with a group of people that have been there and appointed by different administrations. I just think there are people that have seen it over time and that have different viewpoints. They don't agree on everything, just like we don't. But I think that's a healthy thing, that they are not all of the same opinion. That is a good thing. Yet they have the experience of being on there that would bring stability and continuity.
Well, I just said, I mean, if you want to say, one designee from whoever that board selects to put on there, and one designee from whoever the CBHE decides to put on there can do that. I just don't think you want to make the new board up imbalanced. Now, I don't know if you want to say.
What do you think the balance should be? If my idea of eventually 5 from the initial DESE, 2 from the initial CBHE.
Why are you 5-2?
I just sort of thought of that. I mean, I'm willing to go 4 and 3.
Once
but
you,
the majority, the other thing we have to think about is through 12 is 13 years, and the other is really 4, graduate school, 6. Do you see what I mean? We've got twice as many students.
Well,
we've got 90,000 students.
I mean,
And
if you want some continuity, I mean, if you want to do two and two and let the other five be, appointed, I do that. I don't care.
I'm really, really uncomfortable.
What you're really uncomfortable with is you want somebody going back a couple administrations ago to be on this board.
I assume that's
where you're trying to get at.
Yeah, I have two strong values. One is continuity and experience.
Okay.
Two is one person's, at one point in time, appointing the entire board or the majority of it. I just really wrestle with that inside. That's a real uncomfortable and a high, high value for me.
So, well, then I guess you could do four and five initially, but...
Well, what about the business economic development person? I mean, I thought that was a good idea of yours.
Well,
I copied
that. Yeah, but
why
do they have to? I mean, if you're going by your theory, then take them from DESE, not from DESE's side of the board, not from higher ed side of the board.
So you would say four, three, and one?
Well, I'm not negotiating on this, but...
Well, we sort of are.
Well...
I like my 5-3 and 1. I like that, or 5-2 and 1. I like that, but I'm willing to go 4-3 and 1.
But this is
if you'd support me in my concept.
Perfection, not a...
It sounds like you're not supporting the concept, and we're going to have to probably come up with the body being able to make that decision of whether they want one administration.
Well, I'd kind of like to know where the senator from Cape, where he's going with this, too, so...
Well, we've all been talking about it. I think that, why don't we keep talking about it? Why don't I put the amendment in, and then we'll open it up for discussion, and maybe other people will have some comments, and we can kind of chew on it and see where we
come
out.
Yeah, that's fine.
All right, Mr. President.
Senator from the 7th.
I have an amendment. I believe it's being distributed. Is that right? It has been distributed.
Would you please send the amendment forward?
I certainly will. Just a second. Yes. Thank you, Mr. President.
Madam Secretary, would you please read the amendment? Oh, it has been distributed. Would you like to ask for a waiver of the reading?
I do want to ask for a waiver of the reading.
Seeing no objection, the reading will be waived.
Mr. President,
Senator, would you like to move for the adoption of that amendment?
I would. I move for its adoption, and I'll just kind of go over
what... Yes, please explain the amendment.
...what it does, as I've kind of been talking about. The high priorities that I have here are that there is that we need some continuity. We're doing something and pulling two boards together that is going to bring some unsettledness, obviously. Any of this joining of government departments together is going to be somewhat chaotic, but we need to do it, and we understand that, and I am committed to that concept. So in order to make it as smooth a transition as possible, I'm trying to get some continuity and experience from board members that are presently there. My proposal is that we take five people from the initial Department of Education, the Elementary and Secondary Education Board, two from the Higher Education Board, that they choose themselves among themselves which two that will be. And since there are only seven right now on DESE's board, one seat is empty, that immediately those seven go forward with the one person, first person from CBHE, and then as people term out of DESE, automatically the second person from CBHE comes in, and then the third time the person from economic development, a person with a business background. And then I also make sure that with eight, which they have now, that I've talked to a lot of them, they like that number. They like it that they were equal numbers from each party. So no one controls it from a different perspective. I think different opinions are good on the board. And then finally what I do is, and they all have an eight-year term. I see in the senator's sub that he goes to six, so he's moving towards my direction. But 8 years has been worked really well over the years. My husband was on the State Board of Education, and I realized the length of time, just like it is for us to learn this process and to get better at it. So I'm doing eight-year terms, as I've described, and then I allow the board, as they do now, to select the Commissioner of Education, but then I also pull that through Senate confirmation. That's pretty much it.
The senator from the 7th moves the adoption of Senate Amendment Number 2 to Senate Substitute Number 2 for Senate Joint Resolution Number 45. Before we recognize any other senator, seeing no objections, that technical correction will be made. The senator has moved the adoption of Senate Amendment Number 2. Does any senator desire to be heard? Senator from Holt, for what purpose do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. President, to inquire the senator from the 7th.
Does the senator yield?
I do.
She does. Proceed.
Okay. I missed the first part of this discussion. I know that the senator from Buchanan has thrown a sub.
Right.
I know that you have now just offered an amendment to his sub.
Right.
Will you explain to me what's happening?
Yes. And I hope I describes his right. He has changed his original recommendation to from 13 members down to 9,
okay.
One from each congressional district, with no more than 5 of those being of one particular party. So we'll have 5 from one party, 4 of another. Okay? My recommendation is... All appointed by the governor immediately,
okay.
With confirmation of the Senate.
Okay.
Thank you. That was important. Okay, my recommendation is that we have 8 on the board total, and that comes from knowledge of working with these board members over the years, with my husband having been on that board and been president of that board, that they are working well with 8, and they like the division of the parties being equal. The values that I'm trying to get in are the value of continuity, because we're doing something that's going to be disruptive by putting them together, although I agree with that we need to do it, and I'm supportive of that. I think we need to bring as much stability as we can to the joint boards. So I would then honor stability and continuity as well as experience. Those are the values I'm trying to do. Now, I would put in 5 members that are right now on DESE board, retain them there eventually. This is the eventual picture. 5 from the original, 2 from CBHE that they pick themselves, and 1 from the business community. So that would be 8 altogether, 5, 2, and 1. Now, we would get there this way. Right now, even though there are 8 slots on the DESE board, 1 is empty, so there's 7 people on there. So I would keep those 7 immediately, pull in the first person from CBHE that they themselves choose. Then as soon as the next DESE board member is termed out, we'd bring in the second person from CBHE. And then when the third one is termed out, we'd bring in the economic development business person. And from then, they all have 8-year terms. They term out sequentially as their terms are right now, so we wouldn't have everybody terming at the same time. They would term out as their terms do, and so they would serve 8 years. Trying to think what else I was going to point out. And I also have in there that they would continue to pick the commissioner, but that would be confirmed by the Senate.
Okay. So you're just saying you want to take the current state board and the current
CBHE,
make that a majority of this board, and then a couple of the other appointments will come.
Yes, and I'm glad you brought that up. The other thing I think, and I agree from the senator from Buchanan on this, I believe because you don't want people coming in there with specific biases towards K-12 or higher ed, and I don't believe that's there. I'm certainly not picking that up from members, but in order to assure that the future of the board that I set out would be just general people, lay people, not specifics. You know, let it be general.
But and correct me if I'm wrong, but part of what I understand the senator from Buchanan is trying to do is he's trying to create this continuum and he believes that if we're going to have an education continuum, then it all needs to be under this one board so that they have a greater ability to impact every aspect of the education continuum. And so my question is, wouldn't it be helpful to have people that are very knowledgeable in each of those aspects so that they can articulate those appropriate, they can articulate the appropriate position for whatever that area that they happen to be an expert in?
I believe initially that's important, but with the emphasis on just experience, having been on that board and understanding how the departments work, I think that's important. In the future, though, I do hear what the senator from Buchanan's saying as trying to not have differing agendas, biases. You know, I hear what he's saying on that,
yeah,
and I'm okay on that because I do feel like I want people that are not just trying to get their programs through or their funding through, but generally be looking at the whole continuum of giving a good education to people at all levels.
Okay. Senator, thank you very much. Mm-hmm. I appreciate it. Mr. President.
Senator from Andrew.
I need to make sure I'm correct here. We have the substitute from the Senator Buchanan, an amendment offered by the senator from the 7th. Is that correct?
That is correct.
I have an amendment to her amendment. It's short. I would ask it to be read.
Send the amendment forward, please. Madam Secretary, please read the amendment.
Senate Amendment 1. To Senate Amendment 1, offered by Senator Lager, to amend Senate Amendment 1 to Senate Substitute 2 for Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Joint Resolution 45, page 1, line 16, by inserting immediately after the following, quote, term, close quote, the following, quote, at least one member shall be an active elementary or secondary education classroom teacher, close quote.
Mr. President, I move for the adoption of the amendment. What I'm trying to achieve here is, as I articulated during my discussion with the senator from the 8th, I agree with this idea that there's a continuum, and the only way that we're going to fix many of these problems that currently are in place today, with there being a preschool silo, an elementary and secondary silo, a higher ed silo, a business community silo, is to create a continuum. And I believe the best way to create that continuum is to have people on that board that can articulate from a real-world perspective what they're living day in and day out. And that's why I offer this amendment. I look forward to the discussion and the debate on it. It is my belief that we are trying to move the right direction, and there's no better way to begin to solve the challenges that are before us than to have real people who live in this world articulating their challenges so that ultimately everyone will understand the position and they can work together to come to a solution. With that, Mr. President, I renew my motion, and I'm happy to answer any questions.
The senator from Andrew moves the adoption of Senate Amendment Number 1 to Senate Amendment Number 1 to Senate Substitute Number 2 to Senate Joint Resolution Number 45. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Senator from Cape, for what purpose do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. President, to inquire the senator from Nottoway, Andrew.
Does that well, sir? Does that senator yield?
I do.
Okay,
I do.
He does. Proceed.
Southern Iowa, where? No, thank you very much. I understand what the senator from the 7th is doing, and I apologize. We've got like 8 conversations
yep.
going on back here, because believe it or not, I actually support what the senator from Buchanan is trying to accomplish here, and I want to help. I want to help him.
I might be a little bit uncomfortable with this. This bill might need to be laid over.
I understand that, but what I want to understand is what, because I think this is a big
yep.
component of the makeup of this new board.
Agreed.
And just okay. for context purposes, I believe that the DESE board. Can do a better job.
Yep.
I believe that the Coordinating Board of Higher Education can do a better job. I believe that, like the senator from Buchanan, that there's synergies that can be drawn together by taking those independent responsibilities and merging them into one for a continuum of education throughout the broad spectrum. And fundamentally, in principle, I agree with the format that the senator from Buchanan is going through, but like anything, it's not the format that I think is the problem. It's the types of people that may be granted the power that are there. And, you know, there are people, Senator, I will tell you, that I vehemently disagree with that are on the Missouri Supreme Court.
Yep.
Don't agree with any decision that they've made. But it doesn't mean that the Missouri Supreme Court is a bad entity.
Right.
And in the way that we've set up the Missouri Supreme Court and our judiciary are bad. I just disagree with people that ended up there. Now, how they ended up there is because my philosophy has lost more elections as it relates to the selection of those people than the other philosophy.
Absolutely.
So I kind of view this board as maybe possibly that outcome. And I'm quite honestly, I'm okay with people on the judiciary that have gone through that process that I may disagree with because I've lost those elections, you know?
Right.
And prior to me actually being politically involved, the Ashcroft administration, who I would probably more in tune judicially agree with, they dominated the courts. And there was a while where probably individuals that are different from my philosophical tenure, which everything comes in circles, probably wanted to abandon the nonpartisan
like
court
the
plan.
Like the senator to your right.
it could have been. I don't
to
know.
The right of you.
Yeah, the senator. You know, in all candidness, I tease the senator from the 24th. She has a higher Missouri Right to Life rating than I do.
I know.
And I know that it is a badge of honor that she carries with her each and every day that she comes to the Senate floor. And I tease her. And I'm so glad that we get to sit. We get along so much better now that we sit this close instead of when I had the desk you're at and she had the desk over there. And I've learned quite a lot, and I do appreciate that sincerely in being able to visit. It's surprising how many conversations occur just this close, and it's a lot more that gets done than floor debate, so I am appreciative of that. But, you know, I give that as context to say it's not mainly necessarily the organization, the structure that is the problem. It's that we may disagree with the people that temporarily hold those positions.
Agreed.
So with that in mind, it is very important to me to understand not only what the senator from the 7th is doing, not only what the senator from Buchanan's doing, but now your amendment to the senator from the 7th. And I say all of that in context because there were several conversations going on when you explained your amendment, and I apologize.
Let me articulate. The senator from the 7th put out her amendment, which changes the makeup of the board.
Correct.
What I have added, my amendment, what it would do would make sure that one of those individuals is an elementary or secondary classroom teacher.
Okay.
And let me explain why. So as we may or may not talked about, my mom is a teacher. She was in the classroom for many years and has more recently been the guidance counselor. And I remember when I first got here being in the house at the time, you and I were there together.
Right.
You know, we came in and I looked at it in 02, so it was 03 and 04, tough budgets again. Bob Holden was the governor, very controversial. And I remember going home and what I would hear here, whether it was through teacher organizations, whether it was through the discussion of members, I would leave here with one perception. And I would often go home and question her about different things that had been said or the way different things were happening or why do you do this, those types of things.
Mm-hmm.
And what I quickly found was as I talked to her, her articulation and her direct explanation of what was happening in the classroom, why they do things a certain way, was much different than I got two or three people removed.
Mm-hmm.
And so I believe that as we're trying to create this continuum of education, part of what this group is going to, this board group, whatever you want to call them, part of what this board's going to have to figure out is how you break down the silos that are in place today.
I agree.
And so I think that part of that, a big part of that, is going to have to be a very clear understanding of the way the process currently works. So that process, in my opinion, is going to have to be restructured, changed, to create a true continuum.
And I appreciate that. And in fact, with MSTA, I've actually filed a deal if we were going to keep the State Board of Education that a teacher would serve on the State Board of Education. But here's where I have an issue with spelling out that individual, okay, because I don't know where you draw the lines. We put a K through 12 teacher. Should it be an early childhood teacher or should it be a high school teacher?
Right.
Should it be a teacher from an urban area? Should it be a teacher from a rural area? Should it be a teacher from MSTA or MNEA? Should it be a teacher that supports collective bargaining or opposes collective bargaining for teachers?
Yeah, absolutely.
And I think even though you call them a teacher, teachers bring a divergence of opinions, of agendas, and everything else that are within that omnibus of teachers. And I understand that. My grandmother taught 42 years, started in a one-room schoolhouse in Mine, Lamont, ended her career as an English teacher in Poplar Bluff. And, Senator, I have every card that I sent my grandmother for birthdays or letters over the summer corrected and read and sent back to me showing she was an English teacher first.
Exactly.
And then my grandmother. My mom taught severely handicapped kids for over 32 years. My brother is an assistant principal. He was a PE coach and a wrestling coach before he became an assistant principal. And I will tell you that between those three people that are in my family, there are divergent views on what should be an educational
yep.
process. So I understand where you're coming from. I understand the purpose that's going forward. I would just say I don't know that we're actually, because we say someone's going to have to be a teacher, are actually going to always represent the teacher's best interest.
Yep.
And I'm just going to speak candidly. You could have somebody there that, although they're a classroom teacher and they hold that classroom teacher mantra, the most important thing to them is collective bargaining and unionization of teachers in the state of Missouri.
I agree.
And even though they have the teacher mantra, that's all they really care about. Plus, you could have another individual that only cares about not giving PE credit for band. And because they're my brother, they were a PE coach and a wrestling coach. And oh, by the way, I do have the worst thing a big brother can have. You know what the worst thing a big brother can have? Little brother that can beat him up.
Yeah.
And that is by far and always has been the worst thing that a big brother can have. And as the wrestling coach, my brother used to introduce my left ankle to my right ear regularly. And it just was horrible. The only thing I had going for me was the older brother Jedi mind trick. And it still works to this day. So it is one redeeming quality that's out there. So in all of that that's said, I don't know now that you've amended the senator from the 7th Amendment that I can offer a substitute amendment on top of it. So what I'm going to try to do is to tell you at this point what my thoughts are for
yep,
representation.
Absolutely.
My thoughts are...
And just so you know, Senator,
yeah.
I believe this is a debate worth having.
Absolutely.
Put it forward, the body... Whatever the will of the body is,
I'm totally with that too. I think there's two fundamental debates within the senator from Buchanan's proposal. The first is what we're engaged in, which is who are these players going to be? What's the makeup of this board going to be? The second is going to be what are the powers?
Yep.
And I think we're still at, and I yield to the senator from Buchanan if he thinks, but I think the makeup is a big, worthy topic for debate. And then the actual powers, which I think a few other people, you have guests? Just interrupt. Yeah.
Mr. President.
Three senators are standing on the floor. For what purpose do you rise?
Request unanimous consent to introduce special guests.
Senator from Cape Girardeau, proceed.
Continue my inquiry with the senator from Mercer.
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Senator. And not to belabor this, I just wanted to give the context. What I've got as a proposal is to basically make this new board look like the Highway Transportation Commission. It would be made up of 6 individuals. They would go through what I hope would be a extra special rigorous Senate confirmation process.
Right.
One that we could work with the governor's office And if there's enough of us in the Senate that are willing to say, hey, listen, we're going to have long, heated discussions and not just take who you nominate. We're going to lock down and make sure that we work this out, which are behind-the-scenes type negotiations that we can have. But we would have six members that would serve four-year terms. I would respectfully disagree with the senator from the 7th. I think we have an individual, Mr. Hershing, that will have spent 24 years by the time his term is done on the State Board of Education. You know, right or wrong, pluses and minuses, I'm a fan of term limits. But that gets a little bit too right. long in my mind. So what I've got is then 4 years, so six members, three Republicans, three Democrats. They work together. And although, as the senator from the 24th and I have discussed, we may not always agree with the Highway Transportation Commission, I think the players do an earnest job in trying to get things done, and that organization definitely works towards compromise. I know a rural guy, Dwayne Mickey from yep. the Boot Heel, has worked as hard as anybody to get that bridge they just dedicated in St. Louis accomplished and moved forward because he sees the benefit to the state as it relates to that. So in context, that's the idea I would like to do.
Okay.
If your amendment goes on the senator from the 7th, I will then be substituting that at that time. I think that would be the appropriate time in which to do that, or can I substitute an amended amendment? Okay. So I think I can substitute an amendment. So
right.
I can't do anything at this point. Once we get done with your amendment one way or the other,
then
I'm going to offer that for a discussion.
Good enough.
Just another idea out there for the board makeup.
I think
that's
great.
Where I'm thinking, and appreciate the inquiry.
Thank you, Senator.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Further discussion? Seeing none, the senator is recognized to close.
I close, Mr. President.
Senator from Andrew moves the adoption of Senate Amendment 1 to Senate Amendment Number 1 for Senate Substitute Number 2 for Senate Joint Resolution 45. All those in favor say aye. All opposed say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. You have adopted Senate Amendment Number 1. We're back on discussion on Senate Amendment Number 1 from the senator from the 7th. Does any senator desire to be heard? Senator from Cape.
I have a substitute amendment to Senate Amendment 1 as amended.
Send the amendment forward.
It has been distributed. I request a waiver of the reading for the benefit of the body. It ends in .06S, and it's got those six little letters on it, C-R-O-W-E-L-L. Everybody loves them.
Seeing no objection, the reading will be waived. Senator, would you like to explain your substitute amendment?
Thank you, Mr. President. I move for the adoption of the substitute amendment to the senator from the 7th Amendment. As I discussed with the senator from Nottoway, what my amendment seeks to do is to put six members on there, three from each party. They would serve four-year terms. I'd be happy to answer any questions. I think the senator from Buchanan and I will have a brief discussion, but with that said.
Senator from Cape Girardeau moves the adoption of the substitute amendment to Senate Amendment Number 1. Senator from Buchanan.
Can I inquire of the, or may I inquire of the, since we're on education, may I inquire of the senator from Cape?
The senator from Cape yield.
He does. My grandmother would be thrilled you used the proper.
Proceed.
First, you said your little brother can beat you up?
Yeah, it stinks.
Can you give me his cell number? And
yeah, exactly. Exactly. Thank God he lives 4 hours away. It is horrible. It's a horrible deal.
As I said when I entered into this, I don't have every great thought about what this thing ought to look like. So I'm open to suggestions.
Sure.
I really don't like the notion the way the underlying amendment is set up is an eight-member board. Seven of them come from the existing DESE board. Not sure who the one gets left out on that, but how they pick that one.
Well, I think musical chairs. They put eight chairs out, and they start the music. And then whenever the music stops, he or she who doesn't have a chair is out. That's what I would recommend.
And then the underlying bill... The only reason I put congressional districts in there was geographic balance. Although you point out MoDOT, is an example. MoDOT tends to end up geographically balanced because usually governors are sensitive to a certain extent of that. So I,
the senator from the 24th would disagree.
I understand
but
that.
I respect that.
But for the most part, you know, I remember
getting a bridge. I mean, that's a big deal.
You know, I remember when I was working on commissioners. You know, they said, "Well, there's, you know, that's the Kansas City slot." So I mean, yeah. I think it all
absolutely
works itself out. In general, for governing boards, I think smaller is better. So six is better than eight's better than nine. Six is better than eight.
And these individuals are going to have to make some tough decisions.
And
that's what I'm hoping.
What the one thing that is absolutely consistent with what you're trying to do, with what I'm trying to do, and is I want people on this board that are interested in what's right for education for Missouri. I don't want K-12 people on there. I don't want higher ed people on there. I want people
from a student's perspective. I would agree.
Or just be able to look at the big picture.
Right. Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
I mean, that would be like on MoDOT right. saying, you know, well, I need somebody that comes from the back, you know, from the county littered road background.
Because we should take care of contractors first
right.
in MoDOT, not what's in the best interest of, you know,
so,
the citizens.
So, and this is a work in progress. I just want to tell you, I think you're on, much of what you do is consistent with what I'm trying to do. The only thing that's a little different is geographic balance.
Sure.
But I do think six is better than, you know, if you can get down to a smaller board, that's generally, they can make tough decisions and work well together. So I would support your amendment.
Thank you. Thank you, Senator.
Further discussion. Senator from the 7th, what purpose do your eyes?
Mr. President, to speak on the substitute amendment.
Proceed.
I kind of want to reiterate my thoughts on this because now we're going to vote and it's important for people to make a decision on where they are on this. Basically, we have two concepts in front of us. One is, obviously, we're all in agreement of joining the two boards together, DESE, Department of Elementary and Secondary Education, and Coordinating Board of Higher Education. That we're in agreement on. How then to put the boards together is what we're trying to make a decision. One of the proposals is, as the gentleman from CAPE recommended, that we go. Sorry, Senator.
We do not refer to senators by their name.
Well, I used the word starting with a G rather than an S. I said, a senator from CAPE, excuse me. I thought that I had that habit beat out of me, but not yet. The senator from CAPE, excuse me so much, Senator. As the senator from CAPE has recommended that we go, I think, to six members. Okay, six members appointed as soon as we do it by the present administration. And those would be confirmed by the Senate. My recommendation is that we have two values that I have reiterated. One of them, that because this is going to be an unsettling situation, joining two boards together, that we try to do it as easy with as easy of a transition as we can possibly do by leaving some members on there with experience that know how to run these two boards and that know their various institutions. Of second value is that we, I'm trying to remember my values, continuity, who remembers my other one? Continuity. What were the other ones? Continuity and experience. Sorry, lost my train of thought there. Continuity and experience. So we're trying to keep some stability on the board by keeping some people there who have the experience. And so I believe that those two values are going to be important as we go forward. Therefore, I'm keeping those who know it, bringing us stability, bringing us experience, and still reducing it to eight members. And so I would urge my colleagues to vote no on the substitute amendment to the amendment.
Further discussion? Further discussion? Seeing none, the senator from Cape Girardeau is recognized to close.
I close.
Senator from Cape Girardeau moves the adoption of substitute amendment on Senate Joint Resolution 45. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no.
No.
The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. You have adopted the substitute amendment. Senator from the 24th, what purpose do you rise?
I have an amendment. I would like to send it forward so that it may be read. It is short.
Send the amendment forward. Madam Secretary, please read the amendment.
This is two, isn't it? Senate Amendment 2, offered by Senator Bray to amend Senate Substitute Number 2 for Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Joint Resolution 45, page 1, section 2A, line 13, by striking the word, quote, post-secondary, close quote, and inserting in lieu thereof the following, quote, elementary and secondary, close quote.
Senator from the 24th.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move adoption of the amendment. This is an amendment that I had prepared to offer last evening when we were discussing this, and the new substitute didn't quite take care of the entire problem that I had spoken with the Senator from Buchanan about. What this does is make clear that the supervision of instruction in the public schools would be for early childhood through the elementary and secondary school. I don't think any of our universities want this body supervising the instruction on the campuses. There's all other kinds of things they'll be doing for the campuses, but I think we want to not have any conflicts. The language that the Senator from Buchanan added on lines 10 through 12 on page 3 helps with some of the issues that we don't want this board interfering with anything that goes on with accreditation, but I don't think we want the conflict on the first page to make sure that is not a part of what this board would be doing. I would answer any questions.
Senator from the 24th moves the adoption of Senate Amendment Number 2 to Senate Substitute Number 2 for Senate Joint Resolution 45. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion?